Word Jam.
The Impending Baby. 1. Warnings and Unsolicited Advice. Don't let the baby cry. Let the baby cry. Don't sleep with the baby. Always sleep with the baby. Be careful not to roll over on the baby. Look into the baby's eyes. Read with the baby. Don't smoke near the baby. Be gentle with the baby. Remember the other baby. Don't do what you did with the other baby. Do the opposite of what you did with the other baby. Let the baby grow in its own time. Don't force the baby to walk. The baby will eat when it's hungry, so don't worry about the baby getting enough to eat. Don't vaccinate the baby too soon. Keep the baby warm, but not too warm. Change the baby's diaper promptly and apply A&D lotion. Attend immediately to ear infections. Don't allow strangers to touch your baby. Don't read books in which babies are harmed while you are raising a baby. Remember to take care of yourself and not just the baby. Test the baby's bath water so it will not scald the baby. Taste the pureed peas to make sure they won't burn the baby's tongue. 2. Naming. Don't give the baby a baby name. It will grow up. Don't give the baby a popular name. Don't give the baby an exotic name. Don't name the baby after kings, queens, presidents, first ladies, or royalty of any kind. Don't give the baby the name of your favorite television character. Especially avoid soap opera names, sitcom names, girl names that begin with B, and boy names that begin with J. Do not turn to Hollywood for names. Don't give the baby a classy name. Don't give the baby a retro name. Stick to English when naming the baby. Don't favor European names, Asian names, African names, or Middle Eastern names. Mythological names are out of the question, and names from great works of literature will sink your child's boat. Don't name the baby after a friend or relative, even if that is your family tradition. Don't name the baby after a city, a state, a country, or where you think the baby was conceived. Don't name the baby. Forget all about the baby. The baby was a bad idea. Don't get attached to the baby. The baby will hurt you. Wipe the thought of the baby completely out of your mind. Do it absolutely. Do it now. Now. Now.
My favorite things to do is hang out in a bar with good friends. On this day, I went to Shorty's in Seattle with Mike and Chaz. Mike needed to leave pretty early and go back to the Art Institute of Seattle and take care of Portfolio Day. Chaz and I hung out and drank a lot of microbrews and proceeded to tell lies to each other for many hours. I've recorded about 4 hours of talk and have only just started plodding through this mass of lies and words. Here's a little bit of that first hour.
Seattle music is kind of made to look its best when it's rainy out. Seattle music is definitely more a product of nurture than nature. Seattle is very much a transient town. And I would love to say, oh, we all grew up here, and so we play music based on, you know, our life. And so our music cascades through highs and lows and, you know, light and dark and moist and dry. And it doesn't hurt that as artists, we're always more creative when we're down. This really oppressive sound, this really kind of like fighting back, seeing that eventually the humidity will go away. But until then, oh, I'm just gonna deal with it.
Well, mankind is low key. located on the outskirts of the Milky Way. And we move away from each other at an alarming rate. I don't skate, but I hesitate. Walking down the street, and a big old cactus says to me, "Hey, buddy, can you spare me a dime? I'll tell you the history of the universe and time. Jump in the day, jump in all day. You're a wiseacre, food raker. Are you a faker? You're a bellyacre, are you? A dreaming man just the other day took a folding chair and his gully friend to the county fair. And it's hi-ho, 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 Steve-O-Reno. And he folded up his doubts and put them in a Cracker Jack's box and sent it UPS to all his former wives. And now we're most of all safe in his snacks. I said, a little peanut, peanut. I said, a little peanut, 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 peanut. Eyes that are so low that he's feeling it. And the clowns are still laughing and he's just stealing it. And his sweetie's high, she's dancing and a singing it.
Well, Chaz and I know each other from the Art Institute of Seattle. He was the student, and I was the teacher. And I've learned to respect him and his attitudes and outlooks. I have to admit, I believe he helped me in creating my own form of Seattle music. He didn't always show up on time to class. I guess he was busy promoting his own stuff and reading all of his favorite writers.
Just the other day, came gliding into my life. I really think she's here to stay.
Yes.
A 25 years and she's still swimming freestyle, and I'm a butterfly. Riding in a Greyhound bus, we're heading for Chihuahua. She's my aqua posse, baby. So I ask her on a date for the rest of my life. Meta Sola Corlin Pedot. If prison ran, no matter what she's talking about.
Sifa
riding in the backseat, playing in the Meta, looking at the waves coming off the summer.
So how delicious was that stew?
That stew was confusing at the time.
I'll bet no one had any idea what to do with it.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, that's hilarious.
When you talk to Chaz, you get the distinct feeling that he's a carnival barker. At Rebar, he goes by Jackson Lowe, the growly but enthusiastic host of Get Loaded. Not only does he host the lowbrow bar theater, he produces it. I'd like to say that he learned to produce at AIS, but personally, I think it's just a natural gift. Get Loaded is a collage of sketch comedy, burlesque, variety acts, quiz shows, improv, and intergender arm wrestling. His quick wit is partly due to his extensive reading habits.
Kurt Vonnegut said it best when he spoke about how some writers are stabbers and some writers are butchers. Stabbers are the writers who will just like keep poking at a side of meat, hope that like something will come. Whereas butchers know the cut, know the precise way, and they can just like bam, 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 done. This is my beautiful steak. Whereas that stabber will like have to like edit down and cut. I feel maybe the butcher is more the like natural born writer, whereas the stabber is the cat that works for it. Hemingway was a stabber. Hemingway spent his entire life trying to figure out how to become a writer. Whereas Vonnegut was a writer. He had no other choice. Well, the Pound is the professional drinker's pour out, because we are not going to waste a drop. And if we waste a drop, we're going to do it for a like, reason. But you know what? They're not going to drink it. So I'm not going to give them a drop, but I'm going to give them a little eternal toast. So.
This is my first visit with Chaz on Word Jam, but I think I'll dust off some of the tapes and see what I can uncover in the near future. Chaz, you rule.
You have to end reading other people's experiences and start creating our own. Writing our own and doing our own. Cheers.
Cheers.
Resumes. Resumes are sad. I should know. I read at least 100 each day, and the pathos they exude leaves me exhausted. People want so much, need so much, and you see it in that single sheet of paper they've poured so much of themselves into, without really showing who they are. And it's the attempt at appearing professional, finally, that is so pathetic. Some of them let their desires leak into their succinctly stated objectives. The infinitives speak volumes. To create, to provide, to gain, to assist. Resumes tell a story of needs. They say, I need you. Call me. This is a cry for help. I can't survive without you. They attempt to present a surrogate self through careful selection of paper, of font, and by an expressive use of space. Here I am, letters dancing in space for you. Am I not intelligent and skilled? Says the resume, struggling to be noticed among the stacks of haphazard hack resumes by others, those undeserving others. I'm unique. I dressed up like this just for you. See how I responded directly to what you said in your ad? This resume is for your eyes only. Call me and we'll talk. Email me if you want to know more about my strengths, what I can do for you. I'm available anytime. Today, I read my last resume. I cannot tolerate even one more. If I wanted this kind of abuse, I'd have become a psychologist. This afternoon, I wrote a very professional resignation that didn't include any of what I've written here. I said that I had enjoyed my job, but that I wished to pursue opportunities that had come my way recently. I said that I was in a period of personal growth, and that I wanted to take advantage of this very fruitful time of my life. The entire letter was a crock. I'm dead flat broke, and my personal life is in a shambles. Still, quitting felt delightful. I gave them 2 weeks' notice, so I'm enjoying my lame duck status with long coffee breaks and extended lunch hours. Though I have only 2 weeks before I will be absolutely desperate, I've decided that this statement will serve as my final resume. For anyone who cares to know, this is who I am.
Number 25.